Hello, footies, and thank you for joining us once again for Foot in Review, where we've been bringing you leading analysis and opinion on all things FIFA and EAFC since 2019. Today's show is proudly brought to you by footcoaching.com, your number one place for you to get better at FC24. Also, if you want to help support this show directly, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/footinreview. You get a range of benefits, including exclusive merchandise, coaching discounts, and much, much more, including ad-free access to the show, which means you won't be hearing this very advertisement. However, we realise that times are tough, so simply leaving us a five-star review wherever you listen to us would be greatly appreciated, as it helps the show grow. We'd also like to thank our Skybox holder, Peter, for his exceptional support. Now, let's get to today's show.
Hello, footies, and welcome to the number one independent FC podcast with myself, Grandpapa Mac. Sorry, John can't be with us tonight. He has a pressing engagement. All the best, John. Hope things go well. But I'm not alone. Don't worry. You won't have to listen to my voice for the next 45 minutes or so. I have Harry Hula, the Norwegian Indiana Jones, the man whose poster adorns Erling Haaland's wall. It's none other than the legend himself. It's my good friend, Yngwie. How you doing, my friend?
Good evening, mate. I'm doing fine. That was a great introduction. I'm pretty sure Erling is looking at my poster and then just smiling that he's very happy now.
Yeah, and Erling, we know you've got Yngwie's poster on the wall and you listen to the podcast. Come and please join us at the Discord. You'll get it as patreon.com/footinreview. It's free. He has got plenty of money, but it's still free, Erling, so if you want to join us, come join us. And that's to all our listeners as well. The Discord at the moment is free for people. It's a wonderful place to come. It's bouncing at the moment. A lot going on there. 600 is just around the corner. I realise I didn't say the number of this episode because, to be honest with you, I don't know it. So we'll just have to quickly move on from that. But here we are, Yngwie, celebrating Team 2 Foot birthday. Happy birthday to everybody out there. If it's your birthday today or you're listening to the podcast just recently, what is, first of all, how has Team 1 been for you?
Team 1 has been interesting. There have been some decent players and some decent SBCs. So I packed a few as well. Of course, not the ones I wanted to pack, but at least I got some of them. Got to try some new players. I got to lose lots of coins, as usual. When I want to try players, I think I buy at the right time, and of course it's the wrong time. So, I got to try some fun players, I don't take my trading advice at the moment.
Who have you packed so far in Team 1? Who have you packed?
I have packed, of course, Lavelle, both versions. I packed the five-star weak foot Pulisic, Pajor. I have packed five-star Skilmus Robin Gosens, Milinkovic Savic. I've packed Sørloth, the Viking, Philip Anderson weak foot, Palinja, Stark, Roard, the Lady City, and none of the big boys, but that's okay, really. I packed so many, so I shouldn't complain at all, really.
So are any of them making your team at the moment?
Sørloth is very close to starting. He's the first super sub, pretty much. He's really fun. He's my type of good old English target man from the 80s, 90s type of player. So he's really fun. I also packed the weak foot version of Laurent Blanc as well.
Oh, wow.
Forgot to mention. Yeah. So, but of course, he doesn't make the team because he's out of position all the time for me. So I can't stop him. I don't know. He's so aggressive in the press, so I need to find a way to use him. I might try him in midfield since he can start as cam as well. He looks really good on paper and everything, so maybe I just need a little bit of time getting used to the way he functions in the game.
Definitely. So I suppose the thing is, Sørloth is like the Norwegian Haaland, they're saying these days, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. He's like the team of the year, Haaland.
Brilliant.
More or less. Maybe not as good, but he is crazy good, though. Mm-hmm. He's so strong, 99 strength, 99 jumping, 99 heading accuracy. So 93 stamina as well. So 95 composure. It's like a four-star skin with five-star weak foot. High attacking, defensive is medium. He's got the chip shot plus and aerial plus. He got the normal finesse, power shot, power header, rapid, flare, relentless, and trivela. So he's got all the good attacking traits, either as a plus or normal. So he's so cheap, I don't know why, but he's probably not meta enough for some, I guess. But he's an extremely good value from coins type of player if you don't mind using a target man type of player.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. So, as I say, Team 2 is out today. Is there MD in there particular that you like the look of or potentially can afford?
I can afford a few. I sold some players and made lots of losses on them, but at least I got around 2 million coins, so I can buy quite a few of them. There aren't many tempting, to be honest, because most of them are, well-known faces, and I'm kind of tired of that. I prefer to use players that hasn't had that many special cards before. I might try the Swanson card, double five star. She has dropped down to 350,000 at the moment. Maybe she'll drop more, but looks really fun. And Mappy Leon looks, she's a little bit low, but I think she can also be good as a center midfield. Of course, she links to Rolfe, the EAFC legend now these days as well, which is nice. And that's pretty much the ones I have looked at, because all the other ones are like, seen you before, tried you before, and I didn't get on. So can't afford Sal anyways. And
but yeah. Just on that Salah card then, as a Liverpool fan, Yngwie, and I'm sure you'd love to pack him. I mean, how good does he look on his stats?
Well, if I was going to go for any of the versions, I would go, of course, for the weak foot version, because I'm no skiller. I'm more like a pass and move type of player. So he would be really good, I think, at least for me. He looks good, but I wish we could get a Conor Bradley card instead of Salah. I would take a Kwanzaa as well. Just someone, Salah, he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 special cards already in the game. So this one kind of doesn't feel that special anymore when he's already had so many promo cards, player of the month, etc. So, it's kind of okay. Welcome back, mate. But it's a good card and everything, but it doesn't excite me to see him as a special card again and again, 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 all the time when there's lots of other more interesting choices they could have gone with. Like I said, I've said it so many times, Conor Bradley. He would get me hyped. I would spend a lot of coins to try that card. So I think that would be a more interesting choice. But Salah probably sells more packs, I guess.
Uh-huh. I mean, if you had the coins and you had, hopefully, you had 14 and a half, near enough 15 million, would you buy 94 Stoichkov?
No, I wouldn't. I would love to try him, but I wouldn't pay that that much. He's probably very good, but still, no, 15 million coins for that card. I don't like the playstyle plus, technical plus, and first touch plus. Technical is maybe okay if you like the R1 dribble, but with his body type, I don't think that would be the best way for me to go. Five star is nice, but that's too much for me for his card. I think he's probably really good, but I would say 3 million coins would be more like the price I would say should fit his card.
I mean, that's five times less than what he is at the moment. I mean, he is twice the price of Team of the Year Haaland at the moment. And you look at the Haaland card and
I would go with Haaland, of course. I think he's much better suited to the game as well. So, I think I would go with Raul as well. He also looks better than Skolchkov for the value of coins as well. He's 3 million coins now that Raul should be really good, I think.
So I suppose then the questioning, is Team 2 jelly and ice cream still, or is it last night's cold kebab compared to Team 1?
Cold kebab, I think, for me at least. Sorry. There's some nice cars, but the ones... Like Pele, of course, I'm not going to be able to afford or pack. So Abili won't afford or pack. Pirlo would be fun, but I'm not paying 5 million for him. I might try to pick up Zanetti. He looks like a fun card, but he's only 750k now. So I think I'll wait. Because if I buy now, I think he's going to drop more. So, but he looks like a good card for end value as well.
I mean, even the De Jong card, does that not boost Team 2 at all? Or is that, again, too expensive?
It's too expensive. It's probably a really good card. But I have the Thunderstruck card still. And the shooting is better on this one. And, of course, there are better stats, but I don't know if it's 2 million better than the Thunderstruck card, and I have so many midfielders, so that's not a position I need to boost anyways. The playstyles are really nice with anticipate plus and incisive pass, so if you don't have any version of him and need a good link to Rolfe, of course that this is a very good card if you have lots of coins, but I don't know. Maybe Rolfe is actually a better option as a centre mid than. if you look at John's favourite comparing tool here, total stats for De Jong, 528. Rolfe, she has 542. Total in-game stats is 2,529 for De Jong, and 2,558 for Rolfe, and she only needs one more match where she's on the field, and her card will be a 93 rated and even better than De Jong, than she already kind of is, I think.
She's getting legendary status, I think, at the moment. She's almost like the Ryan Kent card that we had many moons ago that people wished they'd done the SBC, isn't she?
Yeah, and what's good with Rolfe is she can start so many different positions. Frankie De Jong can only start centre mid, so kind of limits the way if you want to fit him. It makes it a little bit more difficult, but also you can be very creative with your team setup and get her playing so many positions as well. So I would say if coin-wise, I think doing the SBC for Rolfe was a better investment than buying Frankie De Jong for 2.1 million.
Definitely. And then there's a SBC out tonight, an FC favourite, and Tchouaméni of Real Madrid. But what we thought we'd do is give people a chance to use your knowledge of comparing him against the Makélélé SBC. So the Tchouaméni one is 1.68 million to do. Of course, there's fodder and all that as well, but that's what it is, 1.68 million. And the Makélélé is 8.8 million, so half the price. When you compare those two cards, Yngwie, what stands out for you for Tchouaméni? What stands out for Makélélé? And if people are thinking about doing either one, which one should they go for?
It all depends on, of course, coins. The Makélélé card is quite good value for coins, since, of course, the icon links helps a lot. Very good defensive midfielder. But Tchouaméni, he can start CDM, center mid, and center back. Tchouaméni also has the intercept plus and bruiser plus. He has the normal long ball pass, jockey, anticipate, relentless, and aerial. He's much better in the air, of course, than Makelele. Longer legs is that's more like Vieira type than Tchouaméni, I think. And the Makelele is more like Kanté type of player if you compare them that way. I think Tchouaméni would last much, much longer than Makelele as well. But of course, it's a pretty premium price you have to pay to do the Tchouaméni. And you only have, I think, 13 days or something to do the Tchouaméni card, yeah, which is a little bit on the short side, I think. I was hoping it would be longer since it's so expensive. It should have been 30 days, in my opinion. But so you kind of have to rush if you want to, unless you've got tons of fodder. But all round the Tchouaméni card, he can play probably centre-back. You can play him full-back. You can play him CDM, CM. You can throw him maybe CAM as well. 90 composure with the 90 positioning. So if you boost his finishing with Hunter, for example, he's got 88 finishing, so he could probably CAM pretty fine. Short passing 93, long passing 91, 92 jumping, 91 stamina, 89 strength. So defensive awareness is 91, interceptions 93, standing tackle is 91. Reactions is 90, so he would be a scary center back as well, I think.
So you've got the 1.8 million in fodder, and you've got the 800. So you clearly got the 800,000 in fodder. Which one, in your opinion, would you do?
I would do Tchouaméni because he would last much longer. Okay, and he's more usable in different positions, and his passing is better as well, I think.
There you go, folks. You've heard it there from the expert. If you have the fodder and you're thinking of doing him, he's a big thumbs up there from Yngwie. And just talking about players that we can actually achieve, I know we've talked about some of the high-rated, high-value cards that we'd need to be super lucky to get. There's an objective player out tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, there also a well-known face to Ultimate Team players, Mr. Savanier, that plays for Montpellier. He's had lots of SBCs and objective cards the last few years. Double five-star, which is nice. High attacking, medium defensive work rates. Center mid and CAM. He does have the dead ball plus, which is really nice for free kicks, of course. Long ball plus is also nice. He got the normal incisive pass and ping pass and intercept, first touch and trivela. So it looks like a really good center mid. Only thing is maybe that sprint speed is 75, so he got the pace split thing with 88 acceleration, but I still think he would do a job as a center mid, maybe box-to-box type. If you throw a shadow on him, he looks to be very good all-around, I think. For free, you just need to do the objectives,
which are fairly easy to do, aren't they? I think the only one is the three La Liga players, or Ligue 1, sorry, players, in so many games. And with the St. Patrick's Day SBC out there, which, you know, needs six, you could probably, if you're going to do that card almost at the same time as well, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could probably do it in both of them in squad battles. So it's like score five goals. Using players from France as well. You can just sub in one and do it in one match. Yeah, you need to win the five matches with three league players, but it's easy as well. And you also get 500 XP, which is nice for the season progress. And you get 500 more for the five goals one. So that's 1,000 XP just by doing the objective. It's also nice if you're close to getting... for example, Bellerin card. So that could maybe push you over that line, which is nice, I think. So for the cost and time, I think it's a very good value objective. And you get, at worst, you can call it a decent rated fodder as well. So if you don't like him in game, then you can use him in an SBC. And Tchouaméni, for example.
Yeah, definitely. And then just finally to finish on Footbirthday, and we'll finish this a segment of this pod on it. To be fair to EA, they've gave us week two goodies, a tracker for that as well. So Kerchewy is a twin SBC coming out on Saturday, probably when this podcast has been published, which is great for someone like myself who bought the Team of Year card just last week. So another massive loss this week coming my way.
You need to sell.
The problem is she's a tremendous card. She is like glue. She has Velcro on her boots. For some reason, the ball just sticks to her. She's a great wee card. We've got the amazing Hadji coming out as well on Sunday. That's going to be an SBC. Rhys James, Luca Bacco, who's from Belgium.
Evan face.
Yep. And Evan Ferguson, who's not had, I think, a particularly great season. He's from the Republic of Ireland, plays for Brighton, started off absolutely flying, I think, last season. This season has not been so good if he's been injured. And then Leah Williamson. I mean, we have to give EA a little bit of credit, don't we, Yngwie, the fact that they've actually done this, because it gives you an opportunity to say, do I do the Tchouaméni SBC, or do I hold fire, hold my fodder for Hadji or Rhys James or whatever?
Yeah, I think that's nice to know which SBCs are coming the coming week, because if you just throw all your fodder and then suddenly your favorite player comes on Thursday and then you have no fodder left and coins are low, a full panic, short time to do the SBC, and like, why did I do the Tchouaméni SBC when I wanted Leah Williamson, for example, or Evan Ferguson, or Rhys James, or Hadji, as you said, or Kachawi. So I think that's a very good thing. People can plan a little bit and they say, okay, there's nothing I want. I can do Tchouaméni straight away and just concentrate on that for the whole week. Awesome as well. So that's a good thing. And I'd rather see it like this than see some random leaker put it out on socials instead.
Definitely.
Because it's fair. Then everybody can see this. Not everybody is following every leaker to be able to keep up to date. So they could potentially lose coins on Karchawi, like you said. I think this is a good thing for me. So I'll give them credit for that. I like this.
No, definitely, definitely. I mean, there has been a market crash, and I think you and I have both suffered from it. You know, we'll not say too much about that, but it has been a market crash, which has allowed some coins, if you have coins and you've managed to keep them and not be like me, got bored and blew them on Kerchewy and then looking at losing a million coins on that. Don't feel sorry for me. But, you know, some of those Team of the Year cards seem to be coming down in price, making them more manageable to get. You know, the Reynard card, looking at the females, the Reynard cards come down a fair bit as well. So, pluses and minuses for us, unfortunately. Yngwie's been losses, hasn't it?
Yeah. I bought the fancy Chloe Kelly for 1.8 million. And yeah, you can just check her price now and you'll see how much coins I lost. When I sold her, so a few hours ago. So that's been, but that's the gamble. If you buy a tradable card and if you're not following the market, then you can potentially lose lots of coins.
Yeah.
I think I'll just, if there's a card I want to try, I'll just buy it when I find a decent price. I'll play the matches and then just sell it. And if I want to try it later, I can just buy it at the lowest at the time, play the games, sell her again or him. So now Chloe Kelly is 810,000 coins, which is around what I sold her for. So cheeky million loss on that card. It's a really good card by all means, and she'll get more upgrades. But I'm playing a little bit differently now, so she would only be a sub. So I thought, okay, I'll lose coins, but I can buy her back later. She's probably going to drop more anyway. So it was fun while it lasted, but of course it stings a little bit to lose 1 million coins, but it is what it is.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, Yngwie, we'll bring an end to part one and we'll have a little break.
Hello, everyone. No ads from us to make money this time. We want to give back. In honor of our 600th episode, we are publishing that on April the 2nd. We are giving away a special edition Foot in Review Anniversary esports jersey. We'll give away two or three during the show itself, but we're also donating to the Macmillan Cancer Support, and we are aiming for the magical number of £600 or euros. We've added a link in the show notes where you can donate directly to the cause, and you'll see a list with all the donations so far. So you can be sure that's where we'll donate at the minimum. Food Coaching will also do their part by donating directly from all sessions booked through foodcoaching.com until April the 1st. So thank you for supporting us through 600 episodes of Food and Review, and help us support the Macmillan Cancer Support by donating through the link in the notes.
That's it. How was the break for you, Yngwie? Was it tremendous?
Excellent, excellent.
just to give our listeners a wee bit behind the peak curtain, Yngwie and I were just complaining about how much coins we had lost. So if you are feeling sorry for us, please come join the Discord. As I say, patreon.com/footandreview. It is free. And they come in and give us, Yngwie and I, some solace and some sympathy, please, for our missing coins. But yeah, sorry, we just ended the break a little bit quickly. Yngwie wanted to mention quickly one SBC.
Yeah, we got the Grimaldo SBC yesterday, which I think a lot of players were looking quite forward to getting. And of course, so the price was really cheap. And it's a good card, but when you see he has already has three informs and a winter wild card, and it's a plus one from his best inform and winter wild card. It's not crazy upgrades from that. Of course, five star weak foot is a big upgrade, but the stats wise, I would hope it would be a little bit better because he's with the player that could get an inform now quite soon. That could potentially be just as good, if not better, than this one. But of course, the weak foot will be better. Playstyles was not what I was hoping. I was hoping for the whipped pass plus. He got the incisive pass plus, which could make him a very good center mid as well, of course. But I had planned to use him as a left back. And for me, passing and crossing feels a little bit off the way I play. He's quite good defensively, but he's missing something, so that's probably why he's so cheap as well. So I kind of wish that EA gave him a bigger boost than what they did. But it's a good card for the price by all means, but unfortunately I don't think he'll have a big chance to stay in my team.
No problem. And then, so Yngwie, you were mentioning before we started the show about evolutions.
Yeah, we got some new evolutions today, which is also quite interesting. I have a mate that I feel really sorry for that bought the, was really happy that he could finally afford a certain right back called Zambrotta that came out last week. And yeah. 3 hours later, he lost half a million coins because of an evolution that dropped, which I do like. I think it's a good value. It's called Skilled Wing Defense Right Back. And then you get a maximum skill moves upgrade. And he has 5-star weak foot already, so he will be the base Zambrotta will be 5-star skill moves, 5-star weak foot, and he will also have the whipped pass plus playstyle, which is given to this evolution, which is nice. It's one of the most favorite playstyle plus for me, at least. There's another version for the left backs as well. It costs 100,000 coins or 500 FC points, and I do think if you have that Zambrotta laying around from one of the icon player picks or pack openings, gambles, this is the time to bring him out. Because that, the version that you can evolve will be 91 rated, sorry. 5-star skimmer, 5-star recruit, high attacking, medium defensive work rates. And if you throw You can throw maybe an anchor or shadow on him. Yeah, very good right back. And yeah, he can do skill moves and get the crosses in as well. Relentless, so he can run probably 120 minutes without a problem. So I think that's a very good value evolution for him at least. You can also do Kyle Walker.
Right.
You can do Evo on him. You can do Cancelo, normal one. You can do, if you have the Trailblazer Di Lorenzo, you have in form Sergio Roberto. And there's so many cards you can do. That will be, I think, more than usable now. So pretty much people have saved some cards that they're not kind of using, hoping there will be some evolution. And Kyle Walker one is with the whip pass, should be quite fun, I think, with five-star skill moves as well. Might not be the best play to use as to do skills, but whipping the crosses in should be quite interesting, I think. I think that's a fun one.
But does this not show part of the problem of evolutions, which I've talked all season about, all game season about this, is the fact that it's very random. You know, it's just a bit of luck. You know, there's your friend there who's bought Zambrotta, and, you know, just sheer bad luck, he's lost these coins. I mean, do you think this continues next game, or do you see more of a roadmap being built for evolutions?
I think evolution will be very detailed when they planned it for next version, because they've seen what's good and they've seen what potentially could be bad for the game. And EA probably, I'm pretty sure, have learned their mistakes. And it would be easier for them to kind of plan what players should be available. And I hope they make it easier to kind of at least do evolution on the lower rated cards of your favorite clubs, like the bronze and silvers. They should be more easy to get boosted, to be usable. They don't need to be super meta, but like when there's like plus one physicals or something like that, kind of stopping you from doing an Evo on that card until March, April for a bronze player or something like that's a little bit of a shame, I think. So I hope EA will find a way to kind of boost lower rated players in maybe lower division teams as well, because there are lots of support of those teams as well. So I hope they will get to have the same fun that the ones that support the bigger clubs.
No, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, we've seen it this season with Liverpool, have a real bright crop of young players coming through. I'm not sure they'll be silver and bronze next season, the way those guys have played. They'll probably be good rated gold rare cards. But I mean, for your point of view and for my point of view, it'd be great to, you know, take these guys who are just either starting out, or for instance my team, most of them are silver, and be able to grow them throughout the game. That's what I thought evolutions would be. You know, you take your favourite player from the start of the game, whether it be bronze or silver, and it just keeps up with the power curve. He doesn't break the power curve, or she doesn't break the power curve, and he just can then follow that player through the season and build up. For me, that's what evolution should be, not this random roulette way of playing, you know, and 100,000 coins here, 200,000 coins there. I don't mind paying as long as I know what I'm going to get at the end of it. And I think that's probably something that EA have to look at next year.
Yeah, it would be nice if you could, maybe not monthly, but of course that would be great, but every second month you would be able to kind of move that player up towards the power curve. And 100,000 coins, okay, I would pay that on my favorite player every month or every second month to be able to keep him up with the curve and to be able to use him pretty much all the time during the game. That would be awesome for me. I would have lots of fun doing that, and would keep me very engaged in the game as well, of course. So I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I know it can't be a podcast without us talking about EA errors. You know, certain businesses have so many days before an accident's happened, you know, but unfortunately with EA in Canada, they actually have hours since the last error. So what's been this week's ones, Yngwie?
Well, we're all very highly anticipating the upgrades on the Fantasy FC cards. Certain Rolf was mentioned a few times, I guess, on socials and Discord, and even in her DMs on her social media. She started getting lots of attention now because of the game and that card. And then we got the upgrades, and everybody was super happy. And then suddenly there were somebody that noticed Wesley Snyder Fantasy and Yaya Toure. They suddenly had the wrong leagues, and people that bought those cards with the wrong leagues, they will now get their coins spent back because they bought a player which shouldn't have been possible to buy, which was a mistake. And of course there has been a few abusing this system, so they had lots of coins, they bought the players, sold them, bought the players, sold them, bought them players and sold them. I've seen a guy saying that if this goes the way it looks, I've made 30 million coins on doing this. And I think that's wrong. That's just crazy. It will mess up the market. There are so many trading discords, et cetera, that controls the market, at least on the meta players. And that's why you have to kind of pay 3 million plus to be able to upgrade your team if you have a good team now, which is also very tiring because you check the market, you can't find anything that you want to spend on. You're afraid to lose coins anyway. So this will mess up the market even more. So I think EA need to find a way to maybe limit it, maybe one compensation. Even though if you bought the player 10 times, you should only get maximum one compensation amount. Mm-hmm. That would help a little bit. I still think it's a little bit wrong. It would be better just letting them keep the player for that wrong league and just make it untradeable, give the coins back or something, and that would be enough because then they can't sell it and make more coins, but at least they would have a unique card and still kind of haven't lost anything. That's also a way to do it maybe, but I'm sure people won't agree with me on that. Some will maybe, but there are other ways to solve it than give a crazy compensation.
I think you know, let's be honest here. We're talking about two or three. I think how many cars got upgraded at best? 20 potentially. You know, how long does it take to check the upgrades are right, check the leagues right, check the positions are right? This again it just seems very sloppy mistakes again from EA. And I'm fed up talking about it. I'm sure you're fed up having to highlight it to our listeners as well. I mean, surely EA, put some quality control in. How many errors do you have to make in this game before you actually do something about it? Because it seems to be the same silly errors, I would say, that come in. You know, the messy gate, probably. This one here, you know, let's be honest, those cars were probably expensive to start with, so not everybody's been able to do it. But if that guy gets 30 million coins, you know, again, it just distorts everything. It's disappointing because, you know, you and I were critical of the game last week. I know, I'm sure you and I have been struggling with the high pressure that seems to have come back into the game as well. But there's a good, fun game out there that can be had for a lot of people, but it just these errors are messing up for us.
Yeah, it's a little bit much, I think. And I don't know, it shouldn't be possible to give a plus inform upgrade on the card and then suddenly changes the league. I don't know how that happened. And that should be pretty easy to check before releasing them, at least in my opinion. I would understand if they suddenly gave, if it happened to be skill moves or weak foot or something, or maybe a stat that was plus 10 instead of plus 2. That's more like normal mistake type of thing that could happen, but not like, it's almost like changing the nation type of error. So it should be avoided and be possible to spot before releasing. And the cars were late as well, so maybe somebody had a little bit of stress and pressed the button a little bit too early. I don't know.
Okay. And I'm kind of springing this on you. On Tuesday, what we've got is we've got the Euro qualifiers, the last playoff places. Wales, Poland, so our good friend Reese against Art, and Ukraine, Iceland, and then we have Georgia against Greece. Our good friend Marios is very excited about that game. I had a check, and if this is wrong, you know, blame Google. It seems that EA hold the rights to the Euros that are coming up in the summer. It's a UEFA competition. I know we have the Champions League and the Europa League, etc. Do you think that with the summer and the way the players are at the moment, that we could see a different mode like we had with the World Cup a while ago? Or do you think it will be incorporated with the current players?
I think it would be great with a Euro mode, but I think that will be a separate one, like playing with the national teams. Pretty sure we'll get some kind of man of the match cards and team of the tournament type, and maybe some other special promo based on that. I think we would know by now if there was coming some special thing with Ultimate Team, like we had with the World Cup mode before, which was really fun. If you open packs on the World Cup mode, you would get some packs in the normal mode, which I think was a really good idea. That and of course, we had a proper dupe storage as well on that mode, which worked perfectly. And I wish we would get that in the normal mode now, but it doesn't look likely. But that worked as well. So it would be fun if they did it, but I kind of think we would have heard something about it. We'll probably see some separate mode where you can use the national teams and play the Euros that way, but I don't think we'll see a special Ultimate Team mode like the World Cup one from years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be exciting. I don't think your team's there are the Yngwie. I think the Mighty Scots put yous out. We are playing the Dutch tonight, Friday. It's still 0-0. So fingers crossed that we can keep it 0-0. I doubt very much we'll win, but that's probably going to be a clip that will be shown many times when Scotland beat them 3-0 tonight. But
yeah,
just to say, we always do something, some competitions in the Discord for the Euros. You know, as I say, it's free to join. We do a sweep, we do a predictor game as well. It's great fun. You know, our Discord goes across the world, so it goes across Europe. So there'll be loads of teams will be represented there. Hopefully, we know Wales and Poland will be there. One of them will be there, and hopefully Greece gets there as well. So good luck to all the teams that are competing on Tuesday night. And it's going to be a very exciting tournament come the summer in Germany.
Oh, absolutely. Should be lots of fun. Hopefully lots of good matches and nobody gets any big injuries or anything. So they will be ready for the new season. That would be awesome as well. Just great fun with good football and no VAR errors would be nice as well, of course.
No, definitely. And I mean, folks, as well, you know, we've got 600 just around the corner, so please keep listening. We say this the last couple of weeks, we will be releasing our charity fund that we've been doing for Macmillan Trust. It's going really well with the guys in the Discord. We will release it to our loyal listeners as well. So please keep listening. 600 is just around the corner and it's going to be absolutely amazing. Anything else to add, Yngwie, before we close the show?
No, I wish everybody a good weekend and hope that they'll have lots of fun and getting their goals in champs if they do that, or objectives or rivals or whatever. Or if you don't want to play, just enjoy normal life with your family. It's Easter soon as well, so just have fun, I guess. That would be nice.
Oh, really wise words. Yeah. Really wise words, and we really appreciate that. So yeah, to everybody, have fun. Remember, if you don't need the game, you've reached the level you need and you have spare games, please just give it to a fellow player. So one thing left to do, if I say that the right way, is to
drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. 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 U T T T in view. F U T.